B'siyata D'shmaya, Parshas Re'eh, we're in the middle of a process. Sefer Dvarim started with Parshas Dvarim, which is the beginning of a Musar Shmuz for Moshe Rabbeinu. At that time, it was also, not by coincidence, Shabbos Chazoin. And the entire process of Mishneh Torah of Sefer Dvarim will get us all the way to V'zoyis HaBrocha of Simchas Torah. We know that in the Haf Torahs, though we have Sholosh de Paranusa, Shiva de Nechemta, and then Tarti de Tiyufta, three of Paranus, seven of Nechama, and two of Tshuva. Now, in this process, the Shloish de Paranusa were Divrei Yirmio, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and Chazoin Yishayo, which is Dibur, Shmiya, and Re'iya, Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazoin Yishayo. And then in the Nechama process, even in the Parshiyos, it's a parallel, because Parshas Vo'eschanon is Dibur, Ekev Tishmu'un is Shmiya, and Re'eh is Re'iya. In the Haftiris also, we started with the series from Nachamu Nachamu Ami, and we're going through the process of the Shiva and the Nechemta. It's interesting that in Perek Shira, where it says the different behemoths, chayis, and other chelkei habriya, each one says a shir of a pasuk. It's brought down there that the ritzifi bird says nachamu nachamu ami, and there's a machlokes in the mefarshim who is the ritzifi bird. Some say it's a penguin, and maybe the nakuda is because the yisoid is not because it's black and white, but because they're in a very cold atmosphere, but they keep together. The Achdus, and that's what keeps them warm, that they halt sich zusammen. And that's Avada, the answer of the Nechama of Nachamu Nachamu Ami, is the Achdus. There's an alternative pshat that the Ritzifi is a phoenix bird, which in Chazal is brought down as the Oif HaChoyl, where it's brought down, Rashi brings it in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek. It's a bird that's Kayim La'oilam, it has a Kiyum, in the Schus of the fact that in the Teva there's a story about it. But the way it works is that from its ashes it gets recreated. And that's Avada, also the Nechama, Mamash the Nakuda. The Ritzifi is the one that says, Nachamu Nachamu Ami. That there's a recreation, but it goes through a process. And we spoke in other times that the Marsha in Bechoyris Tavches, where he explains that there are 21 days of Bein HaMitzarim, and they're parallel to the 21 days of Chodesh Tishrei. The days between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av is parallel to the days from Rosh Hashanah until Shmini Atzeres. That process, because it doesn't make a difference if it's black days or white days, either one, it's to get to close to Kirvas Hashem. On Tisha B'Av, we leaned Ato Harei Soladas Ki Hashem Hu Alekim Einoid, which is what we're going to say on Simchas Torah. And the truth is, even in these days of Bein Hazmanim, it's also, and it's not by coincidence, 21 days. It's also a kibbutz of yomim, where dafka, a person could have his alas, dafka, when it's not in the mezgeris, to show his true colors. Not black, not white. There's the black days, there's white days, then there's, sunny days. It's an under tkufa of 21 days, where weiter, an oifen for a person to be working on his kirvas Hashem in a different set of days. But it's all part of a long drawn out process. The emes is already from Chodesh Tammuz when we started the Bein HaMitzarim. Tammuz, this forum right, is Rosh Tevis. Zman Tshuva Mimash Meshuba. Tammuz, Zman Tshuva Mimash Meshuba. Av is Rosh Tevis Elul Ba. And in Parshas Re'eh, then it's already Re'eh Elul Higia. Elul is already here. But the emes is, it started even before, it's brought down in this forum, that Chamisha Osor Ba'av is the same gematria as Ksiva Vachasima Toiva, 928. Chamisha Osar Ba'av is already Meheptan Vinshin on. We start Me'achal one to another already, 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, gematria Odom, Ksiva Vachasima Toiva. It's interesting, Re'ei could also be Rosh Tevis, Elul Rosh Hashanah. Elul Rosh Hashanah is also gematria 928. Elul Rosh Hashanah. Together, Elul Rosh Hashanah is Gematria 928, the same as Ksiva Vachasima Toiva, and the same as we said as Chamisha Asa Ba'av. And Avada, we're going to start blowing already the shofar in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul to get us ready. And we have to be soisim, the peh, and the ayin of the satan. It's Meiridik. One more gematria. Peh lehem v'lo yedaberu, inayim lehem v'lo yiru. 928. And that we counter it with Elul, with Rosh Hashanah, and with the ichul of Ksiva v'chasima toiva. Now, the message in Parshas Re'eh is Re'eh, anoichi noisim lefneichem hayoim, bracha uklala. A person has to make a decision. And the emes is, it's always like that. At any, but if in prati, at every given moment, and if in klali more also, there's always that decision of making the right choice. Re'eh anoichi noisim lefneichem, bracha uklala. Uklala could also be Rosh Tevis, v'hakeren kayemes loy le'olam haba. A person has to know where to make decisions to put it into the emphasis, even for the asid. But at any time, there's the decision. Now, sometimes the decision is taka black and white. As we said, it's klar. But sometimes there are gray areas also. It's interesting. I heard a story. There was a bacher. This is in pre-war Poland. He got engaged. He was learning in a yeshiva in Lodz. And after he got engaged, he once went spatsiering outside in the streets talking with the kala. Now, that wasn't accepted in those circles. And so they got upset. And he was they were misalikim from the yeshiva because it wasn't beseder in the oif and how he did it. And he tried to get accepted to a different yeshiva there in Poland. And taka, it was a shame around him and it didn't get in. He went to Berlin to the yeshiva from Rabbi Zriel Hildesheimer. Over there in Berlin, he was accepted to the yeshiva. A few weeks he's in the yeshiva and people notice that there's something wrong. The pushka in the besmedrish is missing money. And not all the money, but there's some money missing. And after a few times it happened, they were mavar and they checked. They were boydik. And it turns out this bachur was taking money from the pushka. So the Rosh Hashiva calls him in. Rav Hildesheimer, he says, "My hi, we know it's you. So he's, and you're taking only a little bit of money. What's the deal?" So he said, "Was haste. Everyone knows in the yeshiva, if there's a bachur that has extra money, he puts it in the pushka. And a bachur that's nitzrich b'sheket can go and take a little bit what he needs. And he'll return it afterwards. That's accepted." So Rabbi Zriel of the Shabbat time says, but over here it's not accepted. And he says, it's interesting. Over here you could have spoken in the street with the kala. If you would have taken from the pushka in Poland and spoken to the kala in Berlin, then things would have been fine. The problem is you spoke to the kala in Poland and you took from the pushka in Berlin. A person has to know sometimes when there's these not exactly clear-cut guidelines. On that also, there's re'eh yonoichi noisen lefneichem hayoim brochu klala to know what's past, what's roi. In every matziv, to have a clarity. If you have a clarity in these things, then you're able to pass it also on to your children, family, students, talmidim, shreinim. But there has to be a klarkeit, a festkeit. But it's always like that, chayiv adam, to know always what to do. Brachu klala. The Sfarim explain, by this decision, you know, the Gemara says, La'olam yira adam atzmai kilu hu. The whole olam is chetzi chayv and chetzi zakai. And there's one more thing that has to be done, and there's only 3 seconds left, and he has to do it. He has to do it now. The godless of this knetch is that it's La'olam. Always think like that. And after you made a decision, and you went and did one more mitzvah, and what's the matzv now? Nochamol, loylom, yira adam atzmai, kilu chetzi chayiv, chetzi zakai, and at every given time, b'chol rega v'rega, b'chol crossroads, at any given stage, and shlav, b'oifen proti, and b'oifen kloli, yira atzmai chetzi, and to be boicher, ani noichi noisen lefneichem hayoim, and we should be uvacharta b'chayim, and we should all be zoichataka to zochreinu l'chayim, and to aksiva v'chasima toivah.